This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
A place to find the greatest podcast from the Motor City. Located at DetroitPodcasters.net.
Welcome to WebX, practical web accessibility tips. Hello, this is Dennis, and this is the 11th episode of WebX, practical web accessibility tips. This episode is about accessibility in JavaScript, and eventually we'll get to the main topic, unobtrusive JavaScript and the DOM. So first off, let's talk about the W3C guideline 6.3, and this is priority 1. Ensure that pages are usable when scripts, applets, or other programmatic objects are turned off or not supported. If this is not possible, provide equivalent information on an alternative accessible page. So basically, in section 508, also has a similar guideline, and basically what it means is if there's JavaScript or any other program objects like on your web page, that they should be accessible. And if they're not, then create an alternative page, which I guess is okay once in a great while if it's actually, but I wouldn't make that a common practice. Now, let me just go over a couple basic things that you can do, and then we'll go on to the non-obtrusive JavaScript subject. But one of the main things you can do is right after your script tag on your page, you could put a no script tag, which is just open bracket, no script, close bracket. And then you would write any text, the text equivalent for the dynamic JavaScript that you're creating right before that, and then close your NoScript tag. So for example, if you have a JavaScript that writes out based on the time of day, the JavaScript will write out good morning or good afternoon or good evening. In your NoScript tag, you just put the alternative text for someone who doesn't have JavaScript enabled. So you could, inside the NoScript tag, you could just say good day or, you know, hello or something generic there. So if the JavaScript is turned off, instead of it saying, you know, good morning, then it would just say good day. And you could apply this for, you know, many different things, such as, say, scrolling news. Instead of having the news scrolling in your NoScript, you could just put a static news headlines in there with your links or whatnot. A second thing you can do, instead of throwing JavaScript on your page to make it accessible, is to use server-side scripting. So if you got access to PHP or ASP, you could on the server side, you could generate that dynamic code and that dynamic text. So when it gets to the client side, that it just appears to be regular code and JavaScript is not required. Now, those are some of the simple things. Obviously, some of the more complicated JavaScripts that you can write, like, can't really be, have an alternative resolution that's quite that easy. And in that case, I suppose you could do an alternative page, or better yet, try to create non-obtrusive JavaScript. Now, the idea behind that is you're using the, well, a lot of the times you're using the DOM, and the document object model, and there's links on the WebX site, of course, to look up all the stuff that I'm talking about, but webx.blogspot.com. But basically what you want to do is the theory is you should consider JavaScript as an additional benefit to the user that it's not required for your web page, but it adds some nice to have features for the user. And how you do this is, first of all, try to eliminate all the JavaScript on your web page. And I'm describing the ideal circumstance here. And the only JavaScript, in theory, that you should have on your web page is an include to an external JavaScript file that's referenced on your web page. And in this external JavaScript file, you add what's called a listener. So you you run a function on that page that listens for certain events, and then you run a function, JavaScript functions, if those events occur. And there is a basic example of this on the WebEx blog site. And I've been using this a lot for menus, or opening and closing divs on the page, which you'll see a lot now on newer sites, and for opening new windows or just any different kind of functions like that. So it's pretty neat. Once you start doing it, you won't want to stop. And when you're running these scripts and using the DOM, it's good practice to make sure that you check the client-side browser and, you know, make sure that the DOM is available for the client's browser. Or else, if it's not, then you just return a false, or, you know, then the page would act as if the user has JavaScript turned off. Which, in that case, if you've done it correctly, the user will still be able to get at all the content, but just not have the nice extra little functionality that you'll put in with the JavaScript and the DOM. And that's basically it. So hopefully, if you don't have some JavaScript background, then maybe you could learn a little more, or if you've got a programmer you're working with, you know, talk to that person, and check out my blog and check out the links and tell me what you think. If you're doing this already, or if you've learned a lot here and these links helped, or you know, let me know if I've missed anything, or give me some feedback. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Visit WebEx at webex.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webex@odmag.com. So that's webaxe@odmag.com.